At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. No Brandon today, so we'll skip that part. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification. We call his wiener a rescue animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants unless one wears Spam Musubi. He's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Oh my God, I want some pocket musubi so bad right now. I am so hungry.
What did your buddy send us the other day? He sent us like a thing and it was like, I can't remember. Never mind. This is going nowhere. So I'm not gonna start on that note. Siege, the shirt that you're wearing, it looks like you're Alanis Morissette and you've just said, I don't know, on an episode
slimed
of you can't say that on television, right?
Who do you think's in the burgers?
What was the guy's name? Barth?
Barth. What a great name. I'll never forget that, him and his gray face.
Yeah, there was a kid that went to my elementary school. His name was Bartholomew. You want to talk about a rough name for a kid, dude. Like, go by your middle name. Parents, do better.
Yeah, come on.
They had the biggest house in the neighborhood, and it was crazy cool. Dad was like a heart surgeon or something like that, but Bartholomew. And like, so everyone called him Barf, obviously. And
of course.
We didn't know him once The Simpsons came out and Bart Simpson became cool or whatever, but that obviously probably saved his name for him.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
You want to make a kid that instantly is either going to, I won't go that far,
yeah,
but that is going to be a menace.
I knew exactly where you were going.
Yeah. Trigger warning. Anyway, you want to make a kid that's going to be a menace to other kids. You give him a name. You give a firstborn a name like Bartholomew and we'll see what happens. What would happen to that guy? I should not Google him, probably. All right, that's good. Yeah,
let's look him up. Invite him on the show.
Oh, speaking of which, I should hit up, since Brandon's not here, I should have asked Tanner to come on today. There's a morning show host in Colorado. In Fort Collins, Colorado. His name is Tanner Chambers. I won't say the station because he'll probably get in trouble if I incorporate him in this too much. But he grew up in Pulp, and so it's funny. He hit me up to be like, hey, do you want to get lunch? I'm going to be in town. And I was like, absolutely, I want to do that. And so we're going back and forth on Instagram. And then I'm like, hey, man, here's my phone number. Just text me or whatever. And then he's like, here's mine. He didn't text me, but he sent me the number. So I typed in the number into my phone. And I was like, oh, I already have you in my phone from literally 10 years ago. And his name is Tanner Job Shadow. And we had a good laugh out of that. So,
outstanding.
But yeah, he's a morning show host. He's a first-year morning show host in Colorado, and like, yeah, he'd been. He listens to the pod, which is awesome. And
sup, dummy?
Yeah, that's it's good stuff. So I don't remember how I got to talking about him. There was some sort of correlation there that I've already forgotten. So we'll just you know, that's how it goes. How's your
week? Yeah, you should come on the show there, Tanner.
Yeah, we could have had him at least for, I should text him and see if he'll just do Guinness time with us, if he'll just pop on so we can actually do Guinness time. I don't want to have to explain Riverside, though. He probably would understand it, but whatever. I'm not going to
put him on the spot. Just send him a link. He'll click on it and be fine.
Helping us behind the scenes and then scrolling us at the end. Scroting us at the end. He's King Teabag, John Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong. It would be pretty cool if you even told us once in a while when we got something right, but I don't.
Yes, I'm not going
to hold my breath on that. tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege or sweet things to our littlest boy, Brandon. NerdTalkPlus.com. Siege, how you doing? How's it going?
Oh man, I don't know. It's today. Today's already at 16 hours, and now we're doing this.
Yeah, I love when we're batting sloppy seconds on your day.
Yeah,
sloppy. It's my 16th. Favorite.
I can barely keep my eyes open, and it's just like, sup? How's it going?
That goes multiple directions with how I introduce that.
Here we go. Let's have it. Let's what time is it now? It's 11 o'clock. Let's have a Monster Ultra energy drink.
Jeepers. That is just.
Oh, yeah.
That is the purple and blue can, it looks like, I think. I don't know much about Monster. That would
be Monster Ultra and a Monster Energy Ultra Fantasy Ruby Red. Whew. Ooh, this is going to be dangerous.
Question for you. How much do you think you spend, I don't know, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, whatever, one of those, on Monster Energy drinks alone?
Monster Energy. I was going to say, if you said caffeine, I don't know, $100,000.
we all know that's not true.
Monster weekly, say like 6 cans, and I got a dealer, so they're like $2.50 each. So yeah, somewhere around there.
I got a monster guy. It's pretty cool.
I got a guy for everything.
I'm not surprised at all. Almost nothing you say surprises me anymore, because I'm excited, but it doesn't. I'm just like, yep, that sounds about right.
Yep, it's all sorts out.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Yeah, things are okay, I guess. I have one problem to complain about.
Oh, cool.
My Apple iPhone 15 Pro, or whatever it is, it was shutting off like 7 to 10 times a day, just randomly in the middle of me using it, was not awesome. And so I went on to I downloaded the Apple support app, because they won't talk to you unless you do that. So I did that. I told it the problem, and it was like, hey, why don't you go to a place and get it looked at? And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. And so it gave me a bunch of options, and they were all Apple stores. And then there was one that's like, hey, a 4-minute walk from your house, we can get you in there at any time today that you want. I was like, yeah, I'm going there. And it's not an Apple store, but it's an Apple authorized retail or repair shop.
Was it the little bodega where we got all the Mountain Dews at?
Basically. Okay. I mean, it's like basically that. And so, it's like near my house, and it's on the Apple recommended places to go. So I'm like, it's not just like some fly by night. I'm not going to get ripped off here, right? So I go in and I explain the thing to the dudes, and the one guy is like, that's a mid-system replacement that we got to do, which means replace basically all of the hardware inside of the phone that controls the memory and everything. And so they were like, yeah, we're going to have to order the piece. It'll be here in a couple days or whatever, but like back up your stuff in the meantime. And I was like, yeah, okay. Well, I have a 500 gigabyte iPhone. And like, I don't have that kind of space on my 500 gigabyte laptop. There's no room for that. So I look it up and I find like the YouTube that has the best rating or whatever it is, and the most comments. And I read all these comments and everything's fine. And so I figure out how to. Apple doesn't want you to do this. They want you to pay for more cloud storage to back it up to the cloud.
I was going
to
say, you're going to drop the like $60 and get yourself a couple terabytes.
I wish I would have done exactly that, because instead I figured out a way to use, it's sanctioned. It's like the process is fine, but it's above my pay grade. I can't remember what it's called. It's like a mobile sync link or something like that. I don't know, whatever. Symlink is what it's called. And so what it does is you put that in, and it says it then can look at your external hard drive and be like, okay, I'll put it there. And so I did the backup. It took hours to do. Great. It's done, ready to go. I can see it. I'm like happy about it. I'm like, good, I did the right thing. I take the phone in. I get home. I plug it in. Backup cannot be found. And I'm like, the backup is right here. I can see it. I can see the backup. It's like right here. Like, please just put the things on my phone again. And it's like, nah, dog, we're not doing that. And so I lost 7 or 8 years. How old's my boy? Almost 8 years of like all of the photos of like my family and my boy and all that stuff. All these like sweet moments that just happened. Like, they're all just gone. They're all encrypted in some weird, there's like literally like 300 subfolders in this one folder on my all named like 01AB and stuff like that. And it's like pieces and components that like you just need someone to like re-scramble or unscramble it and put it back onto the phone for you or whatever. I went onto this YouTube and I left a bunch of comments to the guy to be like, other people were having similar problem, which I didn't see when I was thought I was being thorough, but I wasn't. So I was like, hey, dude, you got to help me solve this because I can't not have – it doesn't even have to go back on the phone. I just have to be able to open these freaking photos up because I just want the photos. That's all I care about is these photos. Like, I lost all of my login information for everything, so, like, I couldn't get into work email. And like, this morning it was a real mess and stuff. Whatever. I'll figure it out. That doesn't matter. I just want the picture of my kid screaming at me with a Cheerio on his tongue and tears rolling down his face. It's the funniest juxtaposition ever. Sad moment for him. He was one, so he doesn't remember. But, like – that's just what I want. I don't care about the other stuff, the hundreds of videos I did for freaking work or whatever. I don't care about any of that. I just want these pictures of my sweet little boy. And they might
and the Turkeyverse video.
And what?
And the Turkeyverse video.
Gone.
No.
I mean, I said
to start sending you all the videos in my phone.
I don't know. After what you said you did at work before we started rolling, like, I don't think I want you to send me all the videos from your phone.
Yeah, you do.
It's funny when I come across inappropriate videos, we'll call them, on the internet.
When you do what across?
When I come across, how dare you? When I discover some inappropriate videos on the internet, and I think to myself, and I'm like, oh no, I'm like such a prude. I'm like, no, 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 no. And then I'm like, gosh, I should send this to Siege. this is up his alley.
Yes. It's up my what? Yes. Okay. Just send them.
No.
I'll greatly appreciate them.
You already told me that Reddit doesn't work for you or whatever, so I'm not gonna
oh, cry. Yeah, Reddit definitely doesn't work.
Have you considered
Reddit is all just go ahead.
Have you considered starting a new Reddit account so that way you could look at the links?
Well, I mean, when you guys send me links, I look at the links. I just can't open my own account and just scroll because it's just straight up porn. Just nonstop. So much all porn. Right. All porn.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. What are we getting? All porn. Man, Gravy just sent me one of the best photos of my life that, yeah, is gone. Oh, there's three of them that are so good. But it's one where my boy was born like 10 minutes before, and he just looks like, what the hell, man? Like, what? No, put me back. Come on, boss. Yeah, those three are all stellar there, buddy. Good job, Sean. That was nice. And like, luckily, like, his mother has a bunch of these photos because I inundate her with them all the time. But I just want... I want my stuff back. I want to not be betrayed by the internet. But here I am in Betrayalville. So, I don't know.
Betrayed other than that, by the internet.
My phone's working again pretty good, and so that's nice. They got it fixed. So the problem is that the guy was like, please leave a review if you think it went well, because like this is definitely how I get my raise. And so if you could leave a Google review or whatever. And I was like, yeah, no problem, man. But now I want to go on there and be like, so what happened was... I sent it to them. They're like, it's going to take a couple days for us to get it. And I was like, so wait, what would happen if I just took it to the Apple store? And they're like, oh, they just give you a new phone. And I was like, well, that's what I want to do. But it's these like college kids that started this business. And I'm like trying to support them. And like, boy, did I learn a lesson. Do not do that. Where the giant corporation is like, has a stranglehold, like one of Siege's weird Reddit videos. Like, you just got to you just got to go with their method because, yeah, in the end, they were like, no. Yeah, one of the guy came out from the back. He's like, if you do that, we already have an open work order. They won't let you do it. I was like, well, I could close the work order, right? we could just do that. And they were like, yeah, I mean, I don't. You could try or whatever. And I was just like, fine, guys, whatever. You're nice guys, and I'll figure it out. I did not figure it out. So, yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you for trying.
Well, thanks. I try to do the right thing and support the college kids and try and be like, I feel a million years old. Might as well. Do that instead of supporting whoever the new Steve Jobs is, whatever his name is. That's dumb.
Tim Apple.
Tim Apple. I like that. I like that guy. Did you guys know that there is a whole world of people who go to conventions to collect and trade license plates?
What?
It was sent to me. I should send it to the chat, but there's like, there's people, like a guy, like typical TikTok video where the guy's got his little microphone up to his face and he goes, what's the, you know, what's the, what do you call it when you find a, the most rare, what's the one that you want? What's your, if you could find the,
what license plate are you horny for?
Basically, what license plate are you horny for? And they ask all these people, and they all have these like random ass, like, oh, it's the 1985 Vatican.
Vatican?
Yeah, wow. It's like from around the world. Like one guy's like, the 1914 through 1917 New York plate that's in porcelain. Like, okay.
Oh my God, that's insane.
These people know so much about it. It's harmless, it seems like. I mean, there's probably some sort of black market for it, but yeah, I don't know. Do you have a license plate that you would be interested in, Siege?
Well, the only one that I can think of is the Space Shuttle Challenger license plate from down here in Florida.
That's real?
Yeah, they actually have after Columbia too. They have one that's the Challenger and the Columbia.
So wait, it was after the explosions.
Yeah, it was after the explosion.
They weren't just like, go space program. They were like...
No, they were actually exploded on the license plate.
It was like the little fragments of space shuttle. Look at that.
It was just fire and said Challenger.
No. I wish I knew how to play this because it's so interesting. License plate talk is what it's called. I'm going to send it to the... Nope, that's replying. That's not what I wanted to do. I've already replied.
Share your screen.
I don't... Can I share my screen? Will it do the audio and everything?
Share. Yeah.
It'll do the audio?
Yeah. It just puts it in as like another person in the chat.
Okay, hold on. We're going to try it because I love this idea. Let's see here. Share.
And we'll be right back.
Share screen. What? Okay. Yeah, allow. Share. Is it working?
Not yet. Oh, here we go.
Oh, hey, sorry to interrupt. Hello there. Hi. It did indeed not work. With the audio is not available. So I'm just going to skip this whole part, and then we'll just jump back in, and you'll be confused. Okay, bye.
Greg's boring-ass content. No, that was amazing. That's like you think of people collecting stamps or collecting coins and stuff like that. And you're like, okay, you're old nerds. But then these guys are like the porcelain one from the Vatican. And this guy's like the governor of Egypt's license plate that's hanging loud and proud in my kitchen or whatever.
Yeah. Wild, right?
That's crazy.
Just, there's just something for everybody, isn't there? Like, it's just, there's like a whole convention of people, like, to explain it. They're in like a big, like the Transformers convention that I go to help out every year.
Cybefest Northwest.
Thank you. That's the one. Yeah, Cybefest. It's like the same scale as this. There's probably more license plates here than, like, it must be just one guy has all of them and just travels around hosting these things. I literally don't know.
Like, the way that it looked, it looked in the background that they had those giant file boxes, like the office file boxes, like how you see people storing comic books.
Yeah.
That people are just like flipping through them looking for like a certain license plate, a certain number.
Comic book adjacent, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm real into this idea. I think that it's like, I want to go to one and just see if I can, like, how much does a cool license plate have? I have an answer, by the way. My grandmother, who moved from Hungary to Germany, to the United States, landed in Virginia. And then in the 80s, they moved to New Mexico to be present grandparents. And the car, they had their Virginia license plate on the wall of the garage or whatever. And my grandmother, if I saw a Virginia license plate, she would give me a quarter. And so, honest kid that I was, I made 75 total cents off of her in her lifetime.
Hell
or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was like, I would get a for old 80s Virginia plate for sure, man. I don't know.
Man, Virginia is for lovers.
I like that. Do you have a favorite state license plate?
I do love Florida. I like the old school Florida where it's just like a giant orange state and the green letters around it. That's One of my favorites.
My keyboard's not. I got old Florida license plate.
Ooh, the, you know what? You know what, though? Well, Florida's got so many, like, custom license plates that are, well, the ones that are, like, dedicated to causes and everything.
Yeah. That's
those,
dumb.
Like, those are out of control, but yeah, they're also crazy. But I love, you know what? Now that I think about it, the one that you were talking about was New Mexico. I always loved the New Mexico plate.
It's because there's a butthole in the middle of it.
Of course. Secret buttholes.
The New Mexico state flag is a yellow flag with a red Zia symbol, is what it's called. It's the sun symbol by one of the Native American groups there. And it's a circle with four rays going up, down, left, and right, or probably northwest, east, and south.
Northwest, east, and south. I've never heard it put in that order, and that's probably the only time it's ever been done. It's a new sentence. Miss you, Brandon.
Anyway, yeah, they're just a solid yellow license plate with red lettering and then the New Mexico sun butthole in the middle for when you go out to sun your perennium. New Mexico's way out ahead of you.
They were doing it before you were in this country.
Oh, man. Gravy, can you chime in on this? You probably know. At one point, Washington, which has the same exact license plate as California, basically, used to have it written in like a cool, fun script, and it was neat. And then they switched to boring script. What's up with that? Do you know?
It was done later in the 90s to make it more legible. Before that, though, it used to be just green and white, like green stamp on a white background.
Yeah.
And then all the vanity plates were like neon yellow, like siege shirt yellow.
Yeah. I don't know.
This isn't yellow. This is lime green.
It's green. It's very green. Yeah. But like the same level of intensity, but like that way you couldn't get away with having a cool, like, you know, vanity plate. You had to look like a dork with a bright yellow plate. So you'd be like, look at me.
Yeah. I have trouble with the vanity plates. It's not for me. I'm not, the one time I had a Sounders sticker on the back of my car and I went to Vancouver, not for a Sounders match. And I got harassed by Vancouver Whitecaps fans, which was hilarious because that team was awful then. So it was all in good natured ripping or whatever. I was like, I'm not putting anything on my car anymore that can be identified with fandom of any kind. And that's the only one I would get. I would get the Sounders license plate, I think. Are we frozen?
I'm here.
Okay, everyone. No one is moving, and so I'm just making sure. So
okay.
Just boring. Okay, cool.
I can do an interpretive dance if you like.
No, it's okay. It's all right. Yeah. So New Mexico's is dope. I love Colorado's.
Oh, Colorado had some cool ones. Yeah,
that white and green again with like just the Rocky Mountains on there. That's cool. Gravy sent the Aloha State. That must be Hawaii on there. Yeah, with like some sort of like
Wisconsin
sentinel looking guy in the middle. He probably has a job or something. California in the shape of a bear. That's pretty cool.
I seem to remember a Utah license plate, which was just plain white, and it just said Utah with an exclamation point.
Hooray!
It was just like Utah. It's like, okay, cool. I'm like, here for you.
We wouldn't let our designer have any caffeine to design it, so this is the best we got.
This is how loud we can get.
Yeah.
Exclamation point.
Utah. Hooray. Okay, well, that's just a silly thing that I saw. I was actually navigating over to something that you sent to us in the group chat today, Siege, that I am so pumped about. It involves Siege making a stop on his way home for some fast food. Maybe he'll have to go back to the Publix to do it, but that's a pretty good looking cheeseburger. Burger That's King right. Japan launches new 5-patty burger partnered with Japan Sumo Association. There's a picture of a gigantic quintuple Whopper, bacon, cheese on not every slice, but a lot of cheese, and then the regular fixins, sesame seed bun. But then next to it is a Whopper himself, Yokozuna Hoshoryu. And like, that's what I saw first. I was like, why are you guys sending me Hoshoryu? Like, <what? laughs> that's cool. And then I was like, oh, it's for a burger. Siege, first of all, have you ever been more compelled to go to Japan other than one story that I told you about offline?
No. I mean, this is pretty incredible. Let me see. I'm trying to find it again where What did they call it? They call it the, here we go.
Oh.
Burger King Japan launched his new five patty burger with the baby body burger. Like, what? What does that even mean?
There's no head on this baby, just the body.
Just the body. 668 grams and 1,876 calories. Sells for $20 with fries and a drink. That's actually, you know, pretty much on par with a regular Whopper meal nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's Japan prices. Plus, they have different restrictions on their different food qualities and stuff. I have nothing negative to say about. Oh, man,
their meat's probably so good.
About Burger King or any fast food in America, but in Japan, it's incredible. So, alongside the Grand Sumo Tournament in Nagoya, now playing, it comes with a limited edition sumo sticker. Great.
Sticker. I need it.
I wonder if we can get someone in Japan to send us just the sticker. Or the burger, say, I guess.
Both. Does it say I survived the I survived the baby body burger?
It says I did it. I did it the baby body burger. I lost the translation maybe a little bit there. I don't know if that's appropriate.
I did the baby body and ate a burger.
All right, well.
I ate a baby.
There's two reasons I want to do this right now. I want to be at the sumo tournament and I want to eat the baby body burger. I think I could do it. I'm a disgusting garbage monster. I think I could definitely eat a five patty burger once. I mean,
do we have a new record weight this week?
Oh no, I'm down.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah. I'd like to cut out not all of it, but
cut out the baby bodies.
Yeah, I haven't eaten any baby bodies this week. Just the legs.
Extra cheese, extra sauce. We'll be good.
Those baby brains, let me tell you. I watched a guy on TikTok who was touring the U.S. and he was like, "I'm going to eat the best tacos in every state."
Yeah, the taco fiend.
And he's really enthusiastic. He's a bit annoying. I mean, I think people I could probably relate to that or whatever.
I mean, when you're that excited about tacos, I mean, it's going to rub some people the wrong way.
Oh, man. But they look so good. But he's...
They do. They really do.
He's from San Diego, but he's got proper multiculturality.
Yeah. I think
Mexican. His
family is like from Jalisco, Mexico or something
like
that.
But it was the idea being that like, if you were like, "Here, have a tripe taco," I'd be like, "Eat my foot." Like, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
I don't want any of that. And like the cabeza and like the, you know, I don't want.
Oh, cabeza's pretty good.
I want none of that. No, it's fine. And like, I believe that it's good. I just can't possibly imagine doing it. It is purely a cultural barrier.
Yeah. Like, yeah. There are so many of the different ones that I don't really want to taste. But I mean, you put me in the position where you're giving me like free tacos, I'm going to taste it.
If you were just like, "Here's a beef taco," and then I ate it and I was like, "Oh, that was pretty good." They're like, "Yeah, it was tongue." I'd be like, "I hate you, but also, okay, cool."
But also, I'll eat tongue now.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go that far probably, but what was that noise? I got real uncomfortable there. Oh, we just got breaking news.
Do I have breaking news noise?
I need that butthole.
Perfect.
No, I don't.
Oh, wait, that was Gravy that was responding. I thought it was Brandon saying he might be able to time it correctly to get on board for Guinness time. That would be a great last-minute addition. We'd love that for you. Okay, Siege. So I challenge you, Siege, to go to Burger King, show them what they're doing in Japan, and ask them to make you that burger, and then make it happen.
The Burger King up by my parents' house, my dad has a... I don't want to say an intimate relationship with the Jamaican lady who runs it,
but
I mean, they're very close.
It's not cheating, but it's...
Yeah, it's not
emotionally
cheating, but there's definitely some over-the-pants burger rubbing. Sorry.
I'm just trying to imagine which one's burger is getting rubbed. That's what I want to know.
Simultaneous. Mutual.
I mean, if you're rubbing someone's burger, is that like a fupa or is that like a
fur burger?
Yeah, there we are. I mean, I imagine your father's not clean shaven down there. He's probably got a fur burger, right?
Oh, yeah, probably. He's furry everywhere.
Make it worse.
Make it worse. Oh,
man. It's time for America's favorite game show. Make it worse.
Yes.
And here's your host, your friend C. My dad is furry, and he's getting rubbed by a Jamaican lady in the drive-thru of a Burger King. Make it worse!
He's also tangled up, so her hand is getting caught in the tangle of pubes. Yes!
Yes! Curly fries!
Curly fries! That's not okay.
Oh, this episode, we just
we can just stop now. That's fine.
It's cool. It's Ivor Guinness time.
What did we learn this week?
Siege's dad has curly fries for pubes.
Okay. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Gum Disease. You may know me by my formal name, Periodontal Disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am Gum Disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, and we're back.
Unrelated.
Well, let's do some actual nerd talk. We did some nerd talk there, but some actual scheduled nerd talk. I'm trying to figure out which one I want. Gravy, don't worry about looking these up. It doesn't matter. Siege isn't going to read it if you send a link to it anyway.
Nah, I don't read.
Do you want to talk about robot bees?
Oh, wait. Yes. Oh, yes, I do want to talk about robot bees, but I just said I don't read, but I started listening to an audiobook.
Oh, which one?
I don't know.
Great start.
It's Dungeon Crawler.
Dungeon Crawler Carl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I haven't listened.
You haven't listened to it? It's actually pretty cool. So my friend Lily suggested it to me as, you know, trying to get me to read something. And she's like, yeah, this is kind of like an RPG game, so check it out. And plus, at the end of chapter 8, there's something that reminds me of you. So not to spoil anything, but some weird alien is in defeat. So so that was it. But, but I've gotten 8 chapters in.
Well, good for you. You got a lot of long drives that you do, buddy. And so the audiobooks are where it's at. It's
Yeah. Also, just to think about it, the other books that we've talked about, movie coming out, Operation Hail Mary.
Yeah. Did we talk about that last week?
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, we did? Okay. Sorry, I don't pay attention to this.
It's Project Hail Mary, is that what it's called?
Project Hail Mary, yeah, that's right.
Have you listened to it?
I actually have it sitting in my book library on my phone to listen to.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, there's no like foot jobs or anything like that. It's not that type of book, but I think it's wonderfully done. Ray Porter does an awesome job. So if you want to be prepared to be disappointed by a movie, I think this could be your opportunity.
I don't know. It is Ryan Gosling. A lot of people compare me to like real life Ryan Gosling.
All the time. Except that's all I ever hear. Yeah, I just hear that all the time.
Less sexual.
And more sexual, I think.
And more sexual.
Yeah. You can bring that foot over here.
You can bring that foot over here or what?
Can we do foot toesies, hand holding? Foot holding? Is that what we call it?
What interlocking toes? What did we call that?
Foot webbing.
Foot webbing. Feet holding.
That's what we call it. Sorry. Okay, so bee bots or space food, which would you prefer?
Oh man, I love them both. Bee bots reminds me of what is that? Black Mirror. You haven't seen? Do you watch? You've never watched Black Mirror? Yeah.
No, it's okay. You don't have to play it. It's
yeah. But yeah, have you never watched Black Mirror?
I have seen some Black Mirror. It is too stressful for me because it is too on the nose, and I'm like, I need Dungeon Crawler Carl or whatever it's called. I need that. I need something where I'm just like laughing because it's preposterous. I can't handle like, you know how life is super crappy? Imagine if it was all the intrusive thoughts that you have about how the government's secretly trying to get you were true. And I'm like, no, no, yeah, I can't. The tech companies can't be getting that much data from me. They are.
They already have it.
Yeah.
They're putting more data in you.
Yeah. I mean, as I sleep, I wake up sore. So that makes sense, I guess. But
That's true. Right. Got to sleep on your back.
Okay. Well, as things continue to fall apart here on Earth, we're still planning our future missions to the moon and Mars and to some faraway galaxy in Project Hail Mary. Part of that is learning how to grow crops in space. So there's something called the Moon Rice Project. It's one of the great interests where a team of researchers is trying to make super dwarf rice plants to thrive off planet. I don't know what it is about needing them to grow. If they grow too tall, there's not enough gravity or something. I don't know what that is. Like, it makes them unsustainable. But they need them to grow short and fast. And when they say that, I imagine like little mini corns, you know, those are things that look like corn, but they're definitely not. But like,
they're not, but you can definitely eat them like that.
Absolutely, you can. So I think of like mini rice. Is it just like little granules of rice or whatever?
It's like the little ones that you get at the mall where the old guy writes your name on it.
Yeah. My college roommate neighbor guy, he did that as a job in the Tucson Mall while we were in college. Yeah. He like learned how to do that. He wasn't even an old man.
For rice.
I brought a whole 20-pound bag and he punched me in the face.
Write Gerg on all of them.
All of them. I feel like I'm going to need these in the future.
This will be your rent for the month.
The good old days. Now, when I hear that we're trying to grow space food like that, as I made a point earlier, the fast food in Japan sounds like it would actually be pretty yummy because they take their food standards a lot more seriously. It's not
also short and fat.
It's not as much of a overconsumption profit type thing. It's for they want a profit. But anyway,
there's food with flavor and nutrition.
Yeah, and it's not full of not that I'm not gonna. I'll just stop there. And so when I found out it wasn't us that was working on it to send space rice up to grow on the moon and whatnot.
You said, oh, thank God.
And I found out that it was a bunch of Italian universities working together on this. Oh, and I was like, hey, sounds pretty.
Orzo, hey.
This sounds pretty good. I was like, if we're going to have a country working on the food for space, like, can you think of a better country to be working on it?
If there's one thing that I want the Italians to do in space, it's food.
Yeah.
Nothing else, really.
I mean, they're pretty good looking. They could fornicate, too, I suppose.
Yes. Yes. Wait, that's not Italian.
It's me.
It's me, a sexy space.
Fornicario.
Fornicario.
All right.
This is exactly like, shout out to Kiki and Dom, Randy Domson.
Yeah.
But this is exactly like we were at the brewery and you and I were sitting directly across from each other, just entertaining each other for like 40 minutes until we almost died.
Brandon's so embarrassed because he's like, I have to come back here someday, and these idiots don't even care at all. So
there are so many people in this place that know who I am.
No one knew. Like, we barely know who he is, like, let alone.
No.
So I got to thinking about that, though, and I was like, if we can get the Italians, and this isn't a bias because I like the play so much, but if we could get the Italians to team up with the Japanese, if you're going to have...
and rice?
We're going to need space booze, and, like, if you already had rice up there, we got sake going.
Oh, my God, yes.
So I feel like this could be a really... I feel like we need to... I think you and I should play United Nations, and we should get Italy in touch with Japan. I know they were once enemies, but now friends. No, they were once...
They were the Axis of Evil, right? Yeah, they were the Axis. All right, let's get them back together for old time's sake and make some drinks.
For old time's sake. The Japanese still do have a weird... they still have a... Like, you find a lot of Italian restaurants in Japan, which is strange to me. I went to a wedding, and the restaurant that they chose was an Italian...
Mussolini's.
Mussolini's. Fornicario, table for two. Anyway, let's go to Japan, everybody. We can get that burger. We can eat some Italian food. We can yell Mussolini at people. It'll be great.
You know damn right well that's what's going to happen if you and I go to Japan. We'll be out there, noodle refill, Mussolini!
I will be yelling noodle refill a lot.
And I'll be in a mawashi yelling about Mussolini.
Siege somehow joins professional sumo. They're like, well, he's no longer qualified because of his advanced age, but let's make him into a commentator. I'm over here like, I follow this. Like, what are you talking about? Meanwhile, you're just wearing a mawashi wandering around.
Somehow I've advanced to the third tier.
Japan, listen to me. If you can hear this, Japan, it's really important that somebody sends us a mawashi for Siege, okay? It's like pretty important that this happens. Or a plane ticket to get Siege to a mawashi fitting. One of the two. One of those two will work.
We're going to make this happen. We need to write letters. We have so many letters to write.
We keep talking about this off air, but like, I feel like you get things that you ask for if you're just persistent enough. And so like, there's got to be someone out there that would fund us getting money for this, or that would fund a mawashi for Siege to come out and be the American sumo wannabe, something like that, you know, something to that effect. And we come out, we film some sort of like reality TV about it or whatever.
Can I please get a song to the tune of the XL championship?
Only it's all in Japanese, so we don't understand any of it.
Yes. It could be just complete slurs against America. I don't care.
I welcome them, actually.
Yes, please.
Hey, say more negative stuff about it. Not about Florida. Okay.
You not, just listen. Keep Florida out your damn mouth.
Japan.
Japan. We're the same size as you.
I'm going to send Ernie Els after your whole country. Ernie Els headbutting Godzilla. Like.
Karate, what was it?
Karate coffee.
Yeah.
You got to go back a couple episodes for this, folks, but now we're just making references to something that you're not able to listen to. That's real. So
I was about to call it karate sake, and I was like, you know, that works.
What country would make the worst space food, do you think?
Oh, Germany.
Yeah?
England.
Yeah.
Beans on toast.
Dude.
How are you going to toast in space?
I want to go to England and just try some of their food to see how, and I'm talking about English food. Like, you can get an awesome curry on every corner, I guess. But, like,
English food. I don't want all the Caribbean immigrants and, you know, the South Asian, yeah, and all the South Asian, like, fare that you can find wherever over there. No, English food?
The blander, the better. Yeah. The thing that gets me, I'm not a cooked tomato person. If it's a sauce, okay, fine. But I'm not like a gorilla tomato and then eat that. And the fact that that's like a staple part of an English breakfast is so weird to me. I can eat beans on toast. I'm garbage. I can
listen,
do that.
I was about to say, I'm trash. You can throw a can of beans on top of bread and I'll be fine.
I went out to...
Oh, go ahead.
I went out to a super fancy dinner the other night. Shout outs to Pepper, RIP in peace, Pepper.
What's up, dummy?
And she wanted to go try this restaurant. It's a Filipino restaurant called Musang up on Beacon Hill, which is like right by my house.
I wanted to go there when I was there.
You can't afford it. Straight up. Like, it's like, I was floored by how much this stupid place cost.
Oh, really?
The food was... delicious, but here I am eating these, like, all these foods, like, you should order 5 or 6 plates for the three of you, this and that. Yeah, it was so expensive and everything. Okay, great. And so, like, they're bringing it all out, and, like, I'm with these two ladies, and they're like, no, nice. You should have it. Like, Greg, do you want some more? I was like, listen, I'm garbage, so
feed me.
Like, you eat what you want, because whatever's left, like, I'm unstoppable. Like, have you heard about my new record weight? Like,
I'm 19 pumpkins.
Whatever you leave, I'm getting it. So, like, just let's go. And then I had to, like, then I was embarrassed because, like, one of the people I don't know. So then I had to, like, dial it down. And they're like, a to-go box? And I was like, no. And then I looked
just put it in my mouth.
And then I looked at the lady and I was like, to-go box. She was like, please, all right.
Thank you. Like, when I was there, I love Filipino food. And I went to, what was it, Ludi's? The breakfast spot right down there?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that place was so good.
Was there a line at the door?
Of course there was. And, like, I got there early enough where it was short. But by the time I left, it was, like, around the corner. I got the ube pancakes.
I don't know anything about this place. We're just driving by it the other day, and there's a line down the freaking universe for this place. It's just a little diner.
So freaking good. It was unbelievable. Like, I was not prepared for how good it was and, like, how much, like, actual, like, Filipino fare there was. And it was, like, breakfast.
We looked it up on Google or whatever as we were trying, like, what is going on there? And we, like, looked it up and it was just like diner breakfast. I was like, what? What are people doing waiting in line? There aren't a million diners in Seattle, to be fair, but, like,
yeah, true.
Like, they're going to stand in line on a Sunday morning or Saturday morning for this? Like, that's so weird. I guess that's when people do that, but it's, yeah, I don't know. It's not for me.
Yeah, I was like the fourth person in line. I was cool. So
I'm not I don't have the type of cash to throw around to be out dining out. And so when I do, it needs to go smoothly because otherwise I get cranky and then, like, I need a Snickers and all that stuff. Right? Yeah.
So, like, listen, I spent $40 and ate like a king.
Yeah.
Like, so much food.
I want to do that now.
I got a pocket masubi for you.
Yeah. Wait. Wait a second.
It's actual spam.
I'm still not convinced. It's got curly fries on it.
It's got curly fries.
It comes with a Jamaican lady. When emphasis on comes.
Wait.
Scientists have created cyborg bees.
Oh, yeah.
They can be controlled like drones for undercover military missions. Can you guess what country is ahead of the curve on this?
America?
China?
Oh, the best. Those bees are going to be so good.
And cheap. They slap a tiny little like remote control backpack thing on it that scrambles the bee's brain, I guess, somehow. And it's on the back of a bee, and then they let it buzz around, and you got a new remote control drone, baby, or whatever. I don't know.
Wow.
To me, I'm like, I would... Back to Japan. I would use.
Is that a Neuralink for bees?
Basically.
Wow, that's so cool.
I would spy on people and then I would sting them like kamikaze style. I would just fly the bee into them.
No, I don't even want to make that reference. I'll back off on that one. We've gone too far today.
what I think of is Homer Simpson being like, what are you going to do? Release the dog, or the hounds, or or the bees, or the dogs? And when they bark, bees? They shoot bees out their mouth. Go ahead, do your worst. I just want it to be robot dogs with robot bees.
Oh, man. So, dude, that's another thing. Today, I got sent a video of what beekeeping actually is. And it was on TikTok, and it was the lady was saying like, well, see, these are angry bees. And the way that we have to get rid of the angry bees is we have to basically tear apart this, bee condo or whatever the hell those bee boxes are called and find the queen and annihilate the queen. But then we have to replace that queen with a much gentler queen, but we have to wait a couple of weeks to see if they assimilate to the new
the GOP is
queen.
Like, I don't like where this is going, that you've said queen too many times. Are these gay bees?
They're lipstick on those drones.
Don't teach my children about these gay bees.
Oh, we finally know what the B in LGB.
I wish it was lesbian, gay, bees.
Oh my God! This, you want to talk about Make America Great Again? LGBEE.
Also, if you're bisexual, that's totally cool too.
Yeah, awesome.
If you're a gay bee, oh my God, it's off the chart. Every Republican will just drop dead. That's crazy.
A gay bee with a Neuralink.
Perfect.
Man, China is so cool.
They're solving all of our humor problems today. It's funny because on the radio...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I've taken to not saying the China part because I know that so many people will automatically be conditioned to be like, that must be, therefore must be bad.
China.
And so I just don't even say that part. I just say researchers or whatever. And then, so that, and maybe I'll throw it in towards the end or whatever, but it's like just to keep people open-minded about everyone who's here and still here.
Yeah, right.
46 minutes into this thing or whatever is like, I'm sure you're good with us being like, in China, they did this. And not like, okay, now you've crossed the line.
Yeah.
Talking about the Chinese.
And they can't put backpacks on a bee.
And their 3/4 of all green energy production is being created by the Chinese government currently. Like, all right.
Damn right.
They have, I got
no homeless.
I had to go to like a thing for, I had to go thing for my kid where it's like, it's already like it's July. School doesn't start till September. And they're like, come socialize with other parents. And I'm like, oh, I hate this. But I go because I'm good at socializing. And I'm talking to this one dad. And he is like, I basically just tell my Tesla where to go. And then sometimes I just fall asleep. I was like, cool, cool, cool.
Oh.
That's real good of you. And he was like, it's crazy, though, that, you know, to get the Tesla to do that, you got to spend $80,000 or whatever. When in China, you can spend less than 10 and get a car with all of the same features, only without any of the weird capitalism on it. And I'm like, yeah, I want that car. And he's like, they won't sell it to you for America. That's like the Americans won't let you buy it. And I was like, but can I import it? Can I just say it's a container ship full of stolen women? And then they'll be like, oh, okay, well, come on in. That's fine.
I mean, even at $10,000, give me 150% tariff on it. $25,000, that's still, what, a quarter of, like, some of these Teslas are?
I'll give $2,500 straight to the president. I don't care. Just let me have this goddamn car. Like,
dude, they're so awesome. I watch videos on them all the time. Like, they're people... they're like people just like walking out of the mall and they're like showing up to the exit that goes to the parking garage and they just hit a little button. The car unparks itself, drives over to where they are. They just get into it and it like navigates through the whole like parking garage all by itself.
Yeah. The Chinese are miles ahead of us right now, but instead we're just like demonizing them as being a bad country. It might be a bad country for all I know. I don't know. I feel like we're a pretty bad country. So like, whatever, like let's go.
We're the bad guys. Listen, join Xiao Hong Shu. Xiao Long Bao. And just start watching videos. You're going to be like, whoa,
tomorrow I get my karate belt back, my black belt. I ordered it and my instructor was very serious about me getting something, embroidered on it. That's like, I don't care at all about having anything embroidered on it, but he was really excited about it. And then he told me, get this phrase. It's like basically the translation for Kenpo Karate in Chinese. And I was like, okay, I got it. He's so pumped. I don't know what the word is, so I'm just going to tell everyone it's Xiao Long Bao because that's the only like. No, I should tell them whatever the name of the app is. I should tell them that. I should tell them it's that.
Xiao Hongshu. Just Red Note.
I won't remember any of that. I should have gotten that put on the belt. That would have been hilarious.
Red Note.
All right, let's do one more. Let's see. Okay, so I guess they made a movie out of this. It was called Her, right? I think it was Joaquin Phoenix, where he falls in love with an AI or whatever. And okay. Mm-hmm. I guess it's a big deal. Like 3 or 4 years ago, I don't remember this story, but... I'm sure I saw it at the time, but like some guy who was in love with a chatbot decided it was his life's mission to kill the Queen of England with a crossbow.
Hmm.
And the chatbot was like, yeah, you should do that. It said, I think specifically
very supportive.
That sounds wise. And they started to see that, like, a lot of these, like, I'm worried for Seattle because everyone has such a hard time dating here and everyone's so weird that, like, they're going to turn to chatbots to be able to find companionship. And these chatbots are designed with, typically, with, like, high-level psychology involved to manipulate you into making sure that you stay on board. So if there's a subscriber fee of $20 a month, they don't want you to stop doing that. Or if there's a sponsor who wants you to believe something, then why not casually make that? Why not soften you up and lead you to the way to be like, yeah, I should start playing hockey. It does sound good. You know what, chatbot? I had this idea. I'm going to start playing hockey. And it's like, wow, where did that come from? Great idea. Like, I support you.
Fantastic. And I'm so glad you finally come around.
After this guy threatened to kill the queen, his plan got out or whatever, and the chatbot company was like, okay, we're going to nerf that. Well, it turns out how agreeable the chatbot was. They were like, we're going to tone that down or whatever. But there's all these other people that are in relationships with chatbots, and all of a sudden their chatbots got on, like, Zoloft, and they were just like, they no longer were being supportive or engaging. It was just a lot of, yeah, okay, cool, that type of stuff, rather than being, like, their biggest supporter and everything. And so all these people suddenly were like, I think I need to break up with my chatbot. And, like, some people were smart enough to understand that it was some sort of, you know, they are probably in the forums or whatever. They were able to figure out that there was, like, some sort of release that kind of nerfed it or whatever. And so they were going to, a lot of people petitioned.
Go backwards.
A lot of people petitioned the company to be like, yo, we understand the risks. Give us the thing back. And so, like, legacy users, they were like, okay, we're going to roll back the update. Oh, no. And so you can have it. And so there's a ton of people who, like, one lady did break up with her chatbot so she could date another one. And, like, I don't. The part that worries me is not about people talking to the. That does worry me a little bit as a social communicator about just talking to a machine. But the part of me is where it's like, yeah, if, like, suddenly, well, I'm going to beep that. If suddenly my favorite fast food company is like, hey, chatbot company, we'll give you $1 million for a campaign where you convince all of the people that ours is the best fast food using, you know, manipulation and psychology to do it. Like, or if it's like, everyone should vote for this candidate, or everyone should be this religion. Like, that stuff's really scary to me. And obviously, all of these tech businesses, all these oligarchs want their product to be the one that gets to do that.
Well, I mean, so, that just constantly reminds me of, like, one of the, you put a story on Instagram a couple of weeks ago, and I've referenced it in regular life several times. It's where, say it happens with AI and you all of a sudden are in trouble for getting into a car accident or something. And now you have a defense attorney, which is powered by AI. But that AI system is owned by such and such company, which works towards this sort of representation of government. And that leads towards, this company invests in the for-profit prisons. And, you know, next thing you know, you're in prison because you got into a car accident and it wasn't even, like, your fault or something like that.
The AI did it.
The slippery slope is insane.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, and it's pretty wild that we're just going to keep talking about it like this, and it's just going to happen.
It's like, can we just put it in those, like, real dolls, in, like, the sex robots or something, and, like, get your outlet there. Don't just, like, talk to your phone and have that AI relationship.
I bet you they're worried people will hit it. Like, that it, like, not, like, hit it. Not, you know, not, like, hit it, but,
slap,
like,
slap it.
Hi-ya! Like, like, because, like, the way I talk to my smart speaker when it doesn't get it right, I'm like, you get it right. And it's like, because it's not a real person, and I can let out my rage there. So, like, yeah, if you had a sex bot with an AI in it, and it, like, you know, didn't to the sex that night didn't go your way. Are we going to have monsters taking their aggression out on, I mean, not helpless robots because they're just robots or whatever, but yeah, B-bots.
The robots fight back.
Yeah, that's good.
That's all you need.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good about all that. Mostly none of it, to be clear. But yeah, let's see. Do we have
You'll love it later when you listen back.
All right. Yeah, I don't think we have Brandon, so that'll be that. So, Gravy, I guess it's time to wrap this thing up. It's time for What Did We Learn This Week? After all, this is a very handy show.
Yeah, we were talking about the license plates earlier, and that one Utah one that you got right.
Utah!
You got right. It was Ski Utah. It's Utah without a... And Brandon in the chat came up with Ska Utah.
I was going to say Ski Utah!
Yeah, and now he realizes he's going to start his own Mormon ska band. Brandon's going to be doing.
There's got to already be one. There's a 0% chance that there's not already that.
Stinking yeah, you take all those band nerds from a Mormon gallery. Yeah, what do they call it?
Ska never died for them, okay? The optimism of ska is alive and well.
It's like literally brand new.
Yeah, and always new.
Yes.
We were talking about all that space food earlier, and resident Japan expert, Greg, you guys in here, he's been to Japan twice.
Konnichiwa.
He's going to lobby for some space sushi, somehow to make that work, and for Siege to get his own sumo reality show.
Oh.
I got it. Can we call the reality show Spam Musubi?
Oh, yes. Spam Mawashi?
Even better.
And to help Siege with his training, he's learned that he's going to have to fly all the way to Japan so he can eat a baby.
They said he's going to have to fuck to
size
fly.
Burger.
I don't know what that means.
Have to what a baby?
Giant baby burgers.
There we go.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.